The 10-year Treasury yield is coming off a rapid February surge that produced the highest rate in a year, 1.6% last week. It's dipping slightly on this first day of March, but some economists are concerned the elevated T-note could signal higher inflation on the horizon. The Treasury yield represents a rate at which the government borrows money. It serves as a benchmark for the economy, and gains can also mean the economy is doing better. For more, we're joined by Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Hey, Jill.
Hello.
So the 10-year Treasury yield is starting off the week slightly lower after hitting that high last week. Help us understand what is going on in the bond market.
You know, first of all, I know bonds sort of make people's eyes glaze over. So stay with me for a second, gang.
Basically, okay, I'm with you.
Right, so what's happened is essentially two different things. One is that there is encouraging news about the economy, even though it kind of feels rotten right now, 10 million people out of work. A lot of data that have been released, like personal income and spending last week and some of the manufacturing data, are indicating that the economy is improving. And that's not a bad thing. It's just that when the economy starts to go a little bit more quickly, then the pace of inflation would follow and we would see bond yields start to rise. And remember, we're coming off of these extraordinarily low rates, 0%. But then there's this extra concern that maybe the Federal Reserve is going to keep rates too low for too long, and that in addition to accelerating growth, might create price increases or inflation. Put it all together, you have a little bit bond market freakout, a little stock market freakout, but today seems okay.
Okay, well, help us unpack the risk that you're hinting at there, because the 10-year yield is actually still well below historic averages, right? I mean, 4 or 5% was typical a couple of decades ago. It's been low for a while, in part because the Fed is keeping interest rates low during the pandemic. As the yield ticks back up, which can foreshadow inflation, some economists are worried, as you mentioned. So what is the risk?
You know, I think it's a little overblown. I mean, one economist said to me that, you know, everyone's getting spooked that interest rates are rising. But the fact that the Fed had to keep them at zero for the last year just shows how terrible the economy was. And so the idea that we start to see rates go up can be seen as a good thing. It's just the adjustment and how quickly this all happens and how the expectations start to shift that can throw people for a loop. Now, I will also say that, you know, frankly, with the economy improving and with another round of stimulus about to be teed up, it is likely we are going to see some price increases. We're not going to see runaway inflation. This is not going to be 1979 all over again. But in fact, inflation really had to start going back up to show that we are coming out of this horrible recession caused by the pandemic. So in some respects, I think it's a little bit of an overreach for people to go freaking out about inflation without really seeing where prices settle.
So real quick then, Jill, I mean, should we start thinking about mortgage rates and other personal finances going up?
I mean, I just have to laugh because, you know, when my very first mortgage, you're probably much younger than I am, but my first mortgage was 7.5%. And my father's like, oh, my God, that's so low. And now we're really worried that a 3 or 3.5% 30-year fixed rate mortgage is high. You know what? The idea that the mortgage market is going to settle a little higher from all time lows is not surprising. And the fact that rates are going up also shouldn't be a surprise. Don't be fearful. It's all OK right now. We'll get through this.
OK. Yeah, and talk to your parents and you'll feel better. That's
exactly.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Thanks, Jill.
Take care.